In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast of the holy name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a variant of Joshua and means the Lord saves. It was the name given to the incarnate Son of God by an angel to both Mary and Joseph before his birth. And there are many spiritual dimensions to this feast, but in the readings today, the Church asks us to focus on two of them. The epistle is from the Acts of the Apostles, and in it, Peter tells the Sanhedrin, the council of Jewish rulers and elders, that he cured a man crippled from birth by the power of the name Jesus. The holy name has a unique power for healing, both physical and spiritual. Exorcists tell us that when they are trying to expel evil spirits, they can command nothing by themselves. But when they invoke the name of Jesus, the demons must obey them. The name of Jesus has this power because, as St. Peter goes on to say, God raised him from the dead. He did not raise him to resume his earthly life, as Lazarus and others were raised. Rather, he raised him to glory, to a new and everlasting life, which shall have no end. And through the resurrection, he raised not only his Son, but all who believe in his name. And therefore, Peter concludes, there is no salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The gospel today relates that the child was circumcised on the eighth day after his birth. At the same time, he was called Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In a lovely sermon on this passage, St. Bernard of Clairvaux writes, "It is no wonder that it should be at his circumcision that the name of Jesus, which is being interpreted Savior, is given to the child who is born unto us. For it was then that he, for the first time, shed that sinless blood, which is the means whereby he chose to work out our salvation. It is no matter for the speculation of Christians why the Lord Christ was pleased to be circumcised. He was circumcised for the same reason for which he was born and for which he suffered. Neither one nor the other was for himself, but all for the sake of the elect. He was not born in sin, he was not circumcised to separate him from sin, neither did he die for sins of his own, but for ours. He was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The angel indeed gave him that title of Savior, but not for the first time. Savior is his name from all eternity. He has it of his own proper nature to save. This title he has in himself, not by the gift of anything that he has made, be it man or angel. The name Jesus, then, signifies not just his role in salvation history or his mission as a human being. Rather, it tells us who God is in his very essence. He is the one who saves. He is himself eternal love, and who brings the fullness of health and joy and happiness to all his creation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.